Here's a thought I'll title, A World with No Cameras. This is a bit of a thought experiment, but I think it can be helpful, at least when it comes to defining who we are and what we do as artists. So each one of us are likely to come up with a different set of answers. That's kind of a given. But it is an interesting train of thought. What would you do if you were to wake up and find yourself in a world with no cameras? Maybe photography had never been invented. Maybe there was something that happened where all cameras just evaporated from the world, or maybe they became illegal to own cameras and take pictures. What would you do if you found yourself in that world? Would you still be an art creator, but in a different medium? Or is your relationship with photography so photographic that without cameras, without photography, without prints, without Instagram, you simply wouldn't create work? It's been my experience with the hundreds of photographers that I've interviewed that I observe these are creative individuals. And I will speculate, anyway, that most of them, if not all of them, would find a different outlet for their creative impulses. Isn't it sort of interesting in the history of photography how many photographers were serious pianists? You know, Ansel Adams was a pianist, and Paul Caponegro is a pianist, and Huntington Witherell is a pianist. There are lots and lots of them, or guitar players, or some other craft creeps into their life somehow that's not photographic. My contention is that photographers are not a unique breed of people because they're so involved in photography, but rather fine art photographers in particular are creative individuals who, sort of by circumstance, by accident, by coincidence, end up being photographers. You can't believe how many times I've interviewed photographers who tell me the story that they first became interested in photography because their parent was interested in photography and had a darkroom, or their uncle, or a teacher at school, that somehow they got introduced to photography early and they were hooked and they became photographers. But that doesn't mean they wouldn't have been creative in some other medium had they happened to stumble upon that. Perhaps another way to think about it is, I wonder how many pen and ink artists or watercolorists or novelists might have become photographers if they had been introduced to photography early in life. There are a few photographers who come to mind who were equally adept in more than one medium. Wright Morris is probably the classic example that comes to my mind. He was a wonderful novelist, award-winning novelist, but he also was a fantastic photographer and did a number of books that combined his talent for writing fiction with his talent for making wonderful photographs. And he enters this discussion off the top of my mind without even having thought much about it. I remember once in an early workshop, one of my workshop instructors, really brilliant photographer named Stuart Harvey, suggested that he would much rather have as a workshop student, for example, an artist to whom he could teach photography rather than a photographer to whom he had to teach art. I think there's some wisdom in that. The photographers I know and have published who have used photography as their creative outlet, but perhaps not their only creative outlet, tend to do work that is much more meaningful, much deeper, much more well thought out, sometimes even just better from a craft point of view than people who are dedicated photographers and that's all they do and that's the only creative outlet they have. So, if you want to write haiku poetry, I say go ahead. If you want to play the piano, of course. If you want to write the great American novel, absolutely go for it. All of those kinds of other creative outlets will help your photographic creative life, because there is something about keeping those creative juices flowing, regardless of the medium, that is a wonderful strategy for any of us who are involved in personally expressive creative photography.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.